Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Sandy Springs.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters live from Walmart. The Walmart on Lawrenceville Highway in Lilburn. If you are out and about driving around and churches, probably not wrapping up just yet, but it is a great day for you to come on out and help support Clark's Christmas Kids. It's the 26th year that Clark, Team WSB, Department of Children Services in the state of Georgia all get together to provide Christmas gifts for so many foster kids in the state of Georgia that just don't have, they don't have parents right now. They're living in foster care. Santa is not coming. My kids this morning, I've got two of my boys here with me today, Ben and Luke, age, Ben, what are you, age nine and age seven. Age nine and eight, I've got a couple of these kids to keep up with. So they asked why will these kids not get gifts this year? And the answer is that, listen, Santa doesn't even know where these kids are right now because they're not with their families. Their families are gone, whether it might be abandonment. There's an epidemic in the state of Georgia, which is drug addiction, and that has increased tremendously over the last year. And I remember back many years ago, we were shopping for 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 kids. Then last year, I remember we were shopping over 5,000 children in the state of Georgia. Now we're shopping for what is over 8,000 kids for this Christmas. There's 8,000 foster kids right now that we are trying to help. And that's not even all of the foster children in the state of Georgia. The number is really closer to 13,000 across the state. There's a couple of counties that have other programs that help. But we are here live at Walmart. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss. Yes, today in this first hour, we're going to talk about the Dow. Basically, very near to 20,000. Dow Jones does have at 20,000. The Trump tariff, we did some math this week to figure out what potentially, if Trump imposed a 35 or 45% tariff on goods coming out of the country of China, what would that do to prices at your local Walmart? We did the math on that. Plus, the most common question I've been getting over the last couple of weeks, hey, my bond funds are doing not so well. What does this mean? Interest rates go up, bond prices go down. Hey, this is my safe money, Wes. What's happening? And we've just gone through a really difficult bond market. The worst bond market in more than a decade this past month. So it's the worst month. November was the worst month for bonds in 12 years. So we've got to unravel that issue and figure out where to go from here. But again, we are live here at Walmart Lawrenceville Highway in Lilburn. The address here is 4004 Lawrenceville Highway in Lilburn. So if you're in Lilburn or Norcross or Snellville or Tucker or Lawrenceville, and you are anywhere close to us, please come on by. And right now, I just got here, very little traffic. We've got lots of volunteers to help quickly give you a Christmas list. It's a Christmas list with a kid, with a child here that's in foster care. You'll see the child's name, their age, and a couple of things that they would love for this holiday season. Thank you. First one, here's an example. Alex is age one. Alex is one, and he just wants pretend play, workshop, kitchen, dress up. He wants baby learning toys. He wants books. So I don't know if Alex knows what he wants yet, but it'd be nice for him to have something. Now, Shakira, age 14, she does know what she wants this Christmas. She'd love an MP3 player or an iPod. She'd love a kid's arts kit. She'd love a bath and body set. So this is here's an example. Kayla, she's five. She would love an educational learning toy, maybe a music toy, a Barbie. This is the kind of thing we do here today. And so if you come to this Walmart here in Lawrenceville or in Lilburn, at 4004 Lawrenceville Highway. Plug that into your GPS. Plug that into Waze. Plug that into Google Maps or Apple Maps, and come on out to the Lawrenceville Highway Walmart, where you can help us solve this just tremendous issue. Over 8,000 kids in foster care that we're shopping for this Christmas. State of Georgia needs your help. This is such a big task this year. We're doing double duty at other Walmarts. So joining me at 9 o'clock, of course, I'm actually joining him, Clark Howard, is at another Walmart location that will tell you where that is soon as well. And so that's what we need today. You can also donate online, clark.com/Christmas Kids. The website, again, clark.com/Christmas Kids. So every year, Clark and the team at WSB, we join forces with the Georgia Department of Family and Children Services. Giant surge in foster kids around really the nation, but particularly here in the state of Georgia. Much of it has to do with drug addiction. And this epidemic continues to worsen. Yes, you've heard about it in New Hampshire and Vermont. Those are states that have changed laws to pull kids out of homes with addicted parents. And, of course, the culprit here, opioids, painkillers, heroin, meth, that's what is happening to these families. So in Georgia, drug abuse is 40% of these cases. 40% of kids that are removed from the house, it has to do with drug addiction. And they go into foster care, and it is a remarkable challenge. It's a heartbreaking issue, and Team Clark and WSB, we're making a remarkable effort to do this. So I invite you to join forces with us. The logistics, of course, are massive. The Society of St. Vincent de Paul is helping coordinate all of these gifts to go to all of these different locations so that they can these gifts can find kids. So please come on out and join us here. Plenty of room for shopping. No traffic right now. Head on out to the Walmart in Lawrenceville Highway in Lilburn to help us in this monumental task today. We are live right here from the Walmart, and you've tuned into Money Matters. By the way, Shoemate, quick weather update, partly cloudy skies, high 47, same tonight, low of 41, brought to you by Shoemate. Now, let's talk about what's happening in the world of finance and money. The Dow is only 250 points away from 20,000. So there has been this, of course, as you have probably seen on the news, there's been a gigantic surge since the election. Call it a Trump surge, a Trump-specific rally that has happened in finance companies, banks. You have seen defense companies and contractors go through the roof, infrastructure companies go through the roof. And that's what that happened several weeks following the election. But what happened this week is that just started to really broaden out. So it wasn't just banks, and it wasn't just defense companies. It's really a very broad view of the market that has started to do very, very well. And this week was an example of that. Both the Dow and the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, actually all three indices up over 3%. Over 3% up on just the week. Financials, yes, still leading the charge, up almost 5% on the week. Technology starting to do well, up 4% on the week, and even healthcare, which got hit hard by some tough Trump talk. And this is a president-elect that is very involved in the economy. He understands business. He knows what he's doing. He has no problem talking about corporations. He talked about Boeing. He talked about this week. He said, listen, these planes are too expensive. We're going to have to go back to the drawing table. And he talked about drug prices being too high. So 2.5% hit in one day this past week, Trump talking about how drug prices are too high. Even healthcare stocks, though, by the end of the week, were net positive. So really a broad array of companies and industries and sectors are doing well as this market rally starts to broaden out. Still goes back to this very rare bird that I don't know if we've ever talked about this until the past couple of weeks here since the election, and this very rare bird that is called positive uncertainty. When was the last time we were waiting on something good that's around the corner? You know, usually when you're worried about what's around the corner, it's like a horror movie. You've got the boogeyman or a serial killer around the corner, and you say, don't make that turn. Today, it's the inverse of that. What's around the corner right now? Well, it's not the boogeyman that's lurking. It's more like a game show. Hey, around quarter one, around the corner, it's either a boat or a car around the corner. So it's either good or even better. Maybe that's too much of an exaggeration because taxes aren't going down that much. Don't get too excited about it. Maybe it's more like, hey, listen, you're either getting an iPhone 7 or a MacBook Air Pro around the corner. By the way, Clark Howard's website, I just read this morning, the number one most requested gift this year is the iPhone 7, by the way. So maybe it is the iPhone 7. Maybe it's the MacBook Pro that is waiting around the corner. And this stimulus or that we may get next year, that may propel us. And that's this positive uncertainty of lower taxes. Oh, wow, and we've actually got call software up. So if you want to give us a call here in the Walmart studio, thank you, 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750. We might even have time to go to some live calls here in our Walmart studio. If you've just tuned in, you've tuned into Money Matters Live from the Walmart in Lawrenceville Highway in Lilburn. So if you're anywhere close, Lilburn, Norcross, Snellville, Tucker, Lawrenceville, come help us shop for kids this Christmas. It's the 26th year of Clark's Christmas Kids, WSB. And listen, we need your help. As we go through this stock market, we know we live in a tumultuous world. And it's a rare scenario to get what we are calling positive uncertainty. And we're there today, and we're there for at least a while. Now, caution. Markets don't move in a straight line. You and I both know that. Although November 4th through Friday, December 9th, it's felt like a straight line, but the pace will slow and or correct and calm down. And we've got to remember that investors only pay so many times when it comes to what companies earn. And we've got to be cognizant of that. So, again, the number here in our double studio, WSB headquarters and the Lawrenceville Highway, Lilburn Walmart, 404-872-0750. And we will go to the phones here. So we're going to go quick news, weather, traffic, then more Money Matters here on WSB straight ahead.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. We'll cover breaking news, Kirk Miller's weather, and traffic red alerts throughout the weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now back to Wes Moss and the money and investing advice you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. We're live from Walmart on Lawrenceville Highway in Lilburn. 26th year of Clark's Christmas Kids. Please come out and join us. Lots of volunteers, not enough shoppers right now. I've got my two older boys, Ben and Luke, out here. They're 9 and 7. They are trying to help hand out Christmas lists for the foster kids in Georgia that we're shopping for, and we need your help. So if you are in the surrounding area, Lilburn, Norcross, Snellville, Tucker, Lawrenceville, please come out to the Walmart and see us here live on Money Matters. The number here in our Walmart studio, 404-872-0750. We're going to go to the phones like a normal Money Matters here on this morning. So Kim joins us from Toco Hills. Kim, welcome to Money Matters. How can we help? What's going on?
Well, thanks for taking my call. And I came out to West Cobb last week for Clark's Kids. And I'm going to come out again this morning to your store. So
thank you, Kim.
We have so many kids.
God bless you. God bless you. Well, what's going on? How can we help with the Money Matters question?
Here's the deal. I've got some money in a money market that's been sitting on the sideline, and then all my other money, except for I have a 401k, but my money that I invest myself is in the Vanguard 2025 fund. I'm 60. I'll be 61 next year in a couple months. And, you know, that fund kind of took a hit because it held a lot of European stocks, and when Brexit happened, that kind of took a hit. And I would like to jump back into the market because I think it will do really well under Trump. And I'm trying to decide, should I keep the 2025 fund or should I sell it? And then I'm also going to, I would like to put maybe about $100,000 from this money market into the market. So I'm,
well,
you know,
here's
what do
the,
I use
Kim,
the 2025 he, in? And what do I do?
You know, I wouldn't, I Kim. My, yeah, here's my thought on that, Kim, is that that's the one challenge with these target date funds is that they are heavy with international, and that's typically because they look at the broad world index. My answer to that is, instead of the target funds, if you're going to choose a fund at Vanguard, I like their balanced fund. I like Wellington and Wellesley, but those are closed. So the Vanguard balanced fund is 60% U.S., 40% U.S. bonds. I don't think you should get rid of all of your target date fund. Maybe you take half of that away and put that into, or look at, Vanguard balance. I think that's the answer here, not lock, stock, and barrel. You don't want to give up on international just yet. You are listening to Money Matters. Thanks for the call, Kim. You're listening to Money Matters live from the Walmart in Lawrenceville Highway in Lilburn. Come, please join us. We need your help today. More Money Matters straight ahead.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
Hi, this is Scott Slade from Atlanta's Morning News and WSB. Our 24-hour news center delivers updates four times an hour all weekend. Depend on it. We'll be back Monday morning, 4:30 to 9 for breaking news and traffic and weather every 6 minutes. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now, here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
We are back live here. Money Matters. Good morning. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning. Today's a special Sunday morning because we're live from Walmart in Lilburn. So we're right on Lawrenceville Highway. It's four. If you want to plug this into your GPS and head on out for a quick shopping spree for one of the 8,000, more than 8,000 kids we're shopping for here, 8,000 foster kids in the state of Georgia that Clark's Christmas Kids shops for and tries to help every single Christmas. And Clark's been doing this for 26 years with the help of WSB, of course, and the state of Georgia, Department of Child Services. So we are here on a Sunday morning and we need your help. We've got plenty of volunteers, but we don't have enough shoppers right now. I know it's early, and I know there might be a lot of folks that are in church, but we need your help. So we're live from Walmart on Lawrenceville Highway. I've got both my boys here with me. Ben and Luke are two of my older boys, and we're going to talk about what some of these gifts might look like. And this is also a Money Matters show. So we've got a Dow Jones that is almost at 20,000. I also did some math, and we'll talk about what that means. I also did some math on what might happen if Trump, President-elect Trump, increases puts a tariff on Chinese goods, or really increases a tariff on Chinese goods of 35 or 45%. What would that mean for prices here in the United States? So we're gonna talk that through a little bit. But if I go back to what's happening in the world here, we're really in this rare scenario that I would call positive uncertainty. When was the last time we were waiting on something that was actually good around the corner? And right now we're waiting on a couple of major, major initiatives. One could be lower taxes, and that would be almost across the board. The math that I've done, I see that taxes for, if you're married filing jointly, from every category that I looked at, you get a tax cut, whether it's $1,000, depending on your income, could be $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, depending on what your income is. If you are single and you're filing single, again, you get a look to be a slightly smaller tax cut. But again, there's more money in our pockets at the end of the day. Right now, Trump's new tax plan eliminates some of the personal exemptions. So on paper right now, it looks like if you are a single parent with a couple of kids, you no longer would get that deduction. So your taxes might actually go up. However, remember, as this goes through Congress, these are the details that will get hammered out. So I highly doubt that single parents, single moms, single dads are going to have their taxes go up. So I think that part will get modified. But again, this is a normal Good Morning Money Matters. The number here in the studio, 404-872-0750. The number here in the studio, 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. Ryan Ely back at the WSB studios to take your call and to patch that through. Our fancy software lets us do all that. So if you have questions about a fund, an ETF, the direction of how you should be or what you should be doing now that interest rates are starting to go up and going up in a meaningful way, which has put a real damper on your conservative investments, whether that's utilities or it is bonds, it's been a really rough month for those categories, particularly bonds. How do you reposition from that? So we can certainly talk that through. If you have a question about a fund or an ETF, that's exactly what we do here on Money Matters. So just answered a question about a Vanguard fund. I want to go back to that in a second. But again, the number here, we're live here in the Walmart studio for Money Matters, 404-872-0750 is the number, or 1-800-WSB-TALK. The question that we just took from Kim had to do with her Vanguard Target Fund. It hasn't done well because it has a really significant portion, about a quarter of that whole fund, is in international. And international has really struggled over the last several years. So that is something that I caution investors to really think about, is that you can't just buy a target fund and not understand what's inside of it. A target fund is only as good as the components within the target fund. So make sure you understand what those components are. If some of the other options we talked about, Wellington is kind of more in line. The Vanguard Wellington Fund is a little bit more in line on how I typically invest. That fund, unfortunately, is closed, though. Wellesley Income is open. As Ryan and I are just talking this through, Wellesley looks to be open. The problem with that is it's very, very heavy in bonds, and it's static, meaning that it's going to continue to hold a high percentage in bonds. And I think that's an issue that we have to really think about as we go forward. We've got to understand that as interest rates go up and up and up, if that happens, it takes a big hit in the bond market. So interest rates hit an all-time low just back this summer. We were looking at, if you look at the 10-year treasury, about 1.4%. Today, that's closer to 2.4%. That's a 70% increase in interest rates in general. That's a big deal. So rates go up, bond prices come down, and a lot of that has to do with the potential for what we're calling Trumpflation. So if Trump stimulates the economy by lower taxes and infrastructure spending and all these things that the new administration is going to want to do, could that stoke up inflation? Could tariffs potentially stoke up prices, hence stoking up inflation and raising prices? That's the kind of thing you have to think about. So when that happens, and we've seen this over the past month, we see bond prices react to the downside. We see a more dramatic decrease in prices if you own long-term bonds. Think of bond prices and bond interest rates as a seesaw. The further out on the edge of the seesaw you go, that would represent longer-term bonds. The more movement there is in that seesaw when rates go back up, think about long-term bond prices coming down. That's the relationship that you've got to really think about. So if prices continue to go up, you've got to be really careful about the kinds of bonds you have. We know that the Fed's about to meet. They're meeting this upcoming week. And the market itself is already anticipating that they are going to raise interest rates. They're going to be patient, though. Remember, they're not going to just jack interest rates up over the next year and then put a complete dampen the economy. Remember, higher interest rates slow things down a little bit. As you and I pay more if we have to borrow money and the cost of borrowing goes up from 3 to 4 to 5 to 6, everything slows down a little bit because we can afford less house as mortgage rates go up. It's more expensive to buy a car. Our credit card rates go up. So it serves as a natural governor to some extent on the economy. So rates, just like the stock market we talked about earlier in the show, can't go straight up forever like it's gone up since the election. It's been a little over a month, and it's effectively gone straight up. Bond yields, like we've seen from the election, going from 1.4% to 2.4%, they can't go straight up forever either, because at some point, those higher interest rates in their own right start to dampen the economy and choke things off. Hence, we would have lower interest rates at that point. So we've got to understand that all of these areas around the world, these economic factors, are to some extent self-regulating. Luke Moss, sitting next to me here, is giving me the thumbs up and says, Dad, I think you're just about right about that. Hey, Luke, have you been helping any volunteers here? Let me turn on your microphone. What's that now? Let's hear. No, not yet. I can't quite hear him. Let's see. No, not yet. Mm-mm. Oh, there we go. Okay, let me hear. Say hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Okay, that's way better. Say it again.
Hi, Dad.
Okay, there we go. Hey, can you help us talk? So again, Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. We are here live at Walmart on Lawrenceville Highway in Lilburn. Plug this into your GPS because we need your help. It's 4004 Lawrenceville Highway. We're in Lilburn. If you're in Lilburn or Norcross or Snellville or Tucker or Lawrenceville, please come see us. We need lots of help this year. There are over 8,000 foster kids that Clark's Christmas Kids today were shopping for. That's what we're faced with here. The state of Georgia needs your help. The task is so large this year that we're doing double duty. We're doing double duty Walmart here this morning. Clark was actually going to be at the Marietta Walmart on Cobb Parkway. He'll be there at 10. I'm going to continue to be here at the Walmart in Lilburn. So we need help at both locations. Already, if you go to the Walmart in Marietta on Cobb Parkway, Clark's team's already there. He'll be on the air at 10 in just a few minutes. We're here again at the Walmart in Lawrenceville. So Clark and Team WSB has joined forces with the Georgia Department of Family and Children's Services. There has been a gigantic surge in foster children around the nation, and particularly here in Georgia. A lot of it has to do with drug addiction. It's an epidemic that continues to get worse and worse. You've heard about it in the New England states. Some of the states in New England have changed their laws to pull kids out of homes with addicted parents, because the culprits here are, again, methamphetamines and heroin and opioids and painkillers, and it is destroying families and it's leaving kids without parents and particularly without gifts here this Christmas season. My kids have trouble understanding how's that possible, Dad? How does Santa not even know where these kids are? But it's because they're not in their house anymore. And that's the conversation we've had about trying to help these kids. So we have this remarkable, heartbreaking issue and challenge that we're trying to help solve, or at least help with. Team Clark at WSB has been doing this for a very long time. And it is a remarkable effort on Clark and all of WSB. But we need your help to make it happen. Lots of volunteers here this morning. We need lots of shoppers to come out and buy gifts for these kids. So, Luke, I had Luke grab some 7-year-old examples. So go ahead and just read, Luke, tell me what this shopping list would look like. So who's this for?
Joshua.
All right, how old is he?
7.
He's 7. And what do you think that he would like?
A bike and a helmet, board games, and action figures.
Well, if you're 7, what are some things, what kind of action figures are kind of cool?
Avengers.
Avengers? Oh, yeah. So what are some of those action figures?
Like Iron Man, Hulk, Deadpool.
Deadpool. I don't know. Is he an Avenger? I don't think he is.
He's a Marvel.
He's a Marvel, right? And Marvel has a Marvel and Captain America, Iron Man. Yeah. Those are all that's kind of what Joshua would want, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're hearing this, that's exactly what we would love. You can find, I'm sure we have lots of action figures here at Walmart, and there's been no tariffs from China, so the prices are still fantastically low and accessible. So come on out and shop for Joshua. Luke, what's another example?
Peyton.
Peyton. How old is Peyton?
7.
All right. And Peyton, how old is she? She's 7. What would Peyton like?
A bike helmet, scientist kit, board games.
And what kind of board games, if you're 7, which you happen to be, you're an expert in 7-year-old gift preparation.
Uno, Life.
Uno? What are you, from the Midwest?
Yeah.
Yeah, your mom is. That's why you like Uno.
Life.
Life. That is your favorite game, isn't it?
Candy,
Shoots it, are you, what is that game? So there's Life, and then there's Candyland.
Yeah, Candyland.
Candyland. But you're obsessed with Life, so that's a really fun game. All right, so anyway, come
Connect
on out.
Connect
4 is fun, too. So again, Peyton and Josh, come on out and shop for them. They're 7. Luke Moss here, if you have questions about what a 7-year-old would like. He is an expert in 7-year-old gift list making, right? Okay. Hey, Luke, thanks for your help today, buddy. All right, so come out and see us. We're at the Lawrence. We're at the Walmart in Lilburn on Lawrenceville Highway. We need your help. Plug this into your GPS, 4004 Lawrenceville Highway, Lilburn, Georgia. If you're Lilburn, Norcross, Snellville, Tucker, Lawrenceville, come out and see us. We need your help this year. The foster kids here in the state of Georgia need your help. Come out and shop. You are listening to Money Matters. We've actually got some calls on hold we're going to get to in our upcoming segment. So stay tuned. More Money Matters live from Walmart in Lilburn, straight ahead.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. We'll cover breaking news, Kirk Miller's weather, and traffic red alerts throughout the weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now back to Wes Moss and the money and investing advice you need.
We are back live here at the Walmart in Lilburn. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. We've got Shoemate weather, partly cloudy skies today, high 47, same tonight, low of 41 degrees. The Dow's near 20,000, and we've got to figure that out as investors. We were talking about that earlier here today on the show, about 250 points away. Remember, markets don't go straight up. We've got to also worry about interest rates. Again, interest rates don't go straight up either. We've seen that since the election. At some point, there will be some moderation. But we are here on a very special Sunday edition, and we need your help at the Walmart on Lawrenceville Highway in Lilburn. Clark right now is already at the Marietta on Cobb Parkway near the Big Chicken. We need your help with Clark Christmas Kids. Two of my older sons are here with me today. Ben is here. Ben is an expert in shopping for nine-year-olds. So, Ben, give me an example of what we'd be shopping for if you came and joined us here at Walmart. Who's this for?
Jason.
And how old is he?
Nine.
And tell me what he would like.
A tablet, Legos, and action figures.
What are cool action figures right now in this day and age?
Avengers and, like, superheroes.
What's your favorite Avenger?
Iron Man.
He's my favorite, too. All right, good morning. Come out and join us. We've got a run here. 10 o'clock hour straight ahead for Money Matters and Clark's Christmas Kids here at Walmart in Lilburn and Marietta.